Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and our study is a construction site tour, the tabernacle in the wilderness. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30, an entrance that is open to all. On one of my business trips, working for a computer company, I traveled to Bogota, Colombia. And one day, while I was there, we visited the United States Embassy in Bogota. There is a high fence that surrounded the embassy compound, and there were soldiers guarding the embassy entrance. And on the fence, at the entrance, there's a sign that read in large letters, "Only Americans allowed." And this was on foreign soil. Only Americans allowed. Surrounding the tabernacle in the wilderness was a fence. Look at Exodus chapter 27, beginning with verse 9. "And you shall also make the court of the tabernacle," which was made by these curtains. "For the south side there shall be hangings for the court made of fine woven linen, 100 cubit long for one side, and its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets shall be bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be silver. Likewise, along the length on the north side, there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, and its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of the bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And along the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, and their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, and their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. For the gate of the court there shall be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by a weaver. It shall have 4 pillars and 4 sockets, and the pillars around the court shall have bands of silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and its sockets of bronze." What was the purpose of the enclosure? It was to keep sinful man out of God's dwelling place. White linen pictures perfect righteousness. God's holiness prevents sinful man from approaching His holy presence. The fence reflects the requirement of perfect obedience to God. The law demands perfection. Just one tiny sin is enough to condemn man. James chapter 2, verse 10. "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble at one point, he is guilty of all." Compared to God's righteousness, man's best efforts are viewed as filthy rags. Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6 tells us this. "But we are all like an unclean thing, and our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." So the law, perfect obedience represented by the fence, is not the way to God. In fact, the law bars the way to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 3, the first part of it. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. The fence had separated Israel from God. Stay out. Keep away. No admittance. Then what was the way to God? We can't go over the fence or under the fence, and certainly not through the fence. A gate, an entrance was provided for sinful man to get into God's holy presence. Exodus 38, verse 18. The screen for the gate of the court was woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. The gate of the tabernacle represents Christ. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. John 14:6, again, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I continue to repeat these verses because they show the importance of seeking entrance through Jesus Christ. We can't just go into God's presence. We can only get to God through Jesus Christ. First, the tabernacle gate is a door. And it's a door of four colors. Purple, in the Bible, represents royalty, the color of a king. Scarlet pictures sacrifice, the color of blood. White signifies perfection, the color of righteousness. Blue is deity, the color of heaven. Jesus Christ, the King, the sacrificing servant, the perfect man, and the perfect God. Second, the tabernacle gate is a record of four Gospels. Matthew is the purple, telling of Christ as Israel's king. Mark is the scarlet, writing of Christ as the suffering servant. Luke is the white, representing Christ as the perfect, sinless man. John is the blue, revealing Christ as the Son of God. Why four Gospels? No one is excluded from faith in Jesus Christ. Third, the tabernacle gate is a world of four people. In the time of the New Testament, there were Jews who had the word of God and religion, Romans who possessed power for world conquest, Greeks who offered culture, language, arts, literature, and architecture, and believers, Christians, who were those in Christ. The Gospels, which were embroidered, with the colors into the curtains of the gates, reflected these people. Matthew was written primarily to the Jews, the king. Mark was written primarily to the Romans, the suffering servant. Luke was written primarily to the Greeks, perfect humanity. And John was written primarily to the believers, perfect deity. All peoples were represented in and welcomed to enter through the tabernacle gate of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The fence of the law says, keep out, but the gate of grace welcomes all to come in. It's the only door. There's no other way to God but by personal faith in Jesus Christ. John chapter 10, verse 1. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Satan has suggested many other ways that he claims will bring man to God, but all of them are dead ends. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Many today will tell you this is the way or that is the way, but only Jesus can tell you, I am the way. Now let me ask you, have you come through the gate? Or are you still seeking some other way? You think about that and have a great day.